page 83. On The Boy with the Top Knot. How did you react when you first heard about the project?
So I first heard about the project when the BBC announced it, and I won't lie, my first kind of instinct was, I hope this isn't going to be another stereotyped story about an Indian family. I didn't know about the memoir that Satnam had written. Obviously, I got that and I read it, and I was blown away by it. Because it's the first time I've read something that was so articulate and accurate about what it's like being a British-born second-generation Indian. And a lot of his experiences were also my experiences. And then in the second half of the book, when Satnam reveals that he didn't know that both his father and sister had schizophrenia, was just so powerful, and it hadn't been done before, and I thought, I want to be part of it. And auditioned for it, but then had initial reservations because it was so close to home. And you know, you get worried sometimes that with when something's adapted, they might completely flip it on its head and it's not interesting or real or truthful. But with this, I realised that actually it was, and I think they've done a fantastic job.
You said you were worried it could be stereotyped. A lot of actors from Britain are going to the States because there's not a great matter of diversity representation in the UK. Has your experience recently been similar?
It has, but I've made, from an early on in my work, I made a decision that I'm just going to completely avoid any of those projects. Now, that doesn't mean playing a terrorist or a doctor is a bad thing. I had to look at the script and go, is it being truthful or is it entertaining? Can I do something with it? And if I couldn't, I just would avoid it. But one thing I've realised is a lot of people are talking about on-screen diversity. I think, really, in the UK and in the world generally, we don't have enough people of ethnicity who are at the top table. And actually, actors, we can have a vocal say about it, but we don't have that much power to make those changes, because when the script comes, there's not really a lot we can do.
What do you hope people would take away from The Boy with the Top Knot?
There's loads to take from it. You know, I don't want to force feed people what they should take from it. From my experience, after seeing it a couple of months after I made it, you know, yes, it's about an Indian Sikh family, it's Satnam's story, but it will be a lot of people's story, regardless of their ethnicity. I've had a lot of people who've seen it, and after, just want to make a quick call to a loved one, a sibling, their mum, or even their dad, and that's what I'm really proud of. You know, at the moment, there's so much, a lot of political things going on in the world, and we're force-fed a lot of stuff. With Top Knot, it's a human story, and everyone can relate to that.
Copyright I Am BAM 2017.